Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This morning on the third hour of Today, bad credit? The government looking into popular travel reward cards. Are banks actually backing up their promises? Plus, shooting stars.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
Basketball phenom Caitlin Clark goes number one in the WNBA draft, followed by a who's who of college stars.
Win or lose, like, we're growing the game.
Including LSU's dominating force, Angel Reese, and she's here live in Studio 1A telling us how it feels to go pro. Then later, we've got two Hollywood legends live in Studio 1A. Michael Douglas on his historical drama.
Is everything all right?
Possibly not.
Taking on the role of a founding father in Franklin. And Star Trek icon George Takei stopping by to share his personal new project. Today, Tuesday, April 16th, 2024.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the third hour of Today. I'm dealing here with Al and Chanel. Craig,
good morning.
Enjoying the week off this week. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday. Tuesday doesn't have a thing anyway,
no, Tuesday,
right?
You know why?
Other
because
Taco Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. You just have to lock in and just keep it moving.
Just keeping it moving. We do have a jam-packed show, so we are going to keep it moving. We want to start this morning with some big consumer news that you're going to want to hear.
Yes, we are heading into the busy vacation season, and a lot of people rely on those travel reward credit cards for their trips. You got me into getting one.
I did,
you remember that? Well,
sure,
now
I saved you a lot of money.
You did years ago. Well, now the government is looking into whether you're getting all of the miles that you've been promised and some of those other perks. So we have NBC's senior business correspondent Christine Romans here to break it down for us. So what exactly is happening here? A lot of us have them. I'm like, ooh, a dollar a mile? Let me go spin so I can get another mile.
Let's call it Travel Rewards Tuesday.
Oh,
that'll be our
there
mileage
you go.
Today, all right?
Zero
and this is the government trying to have a hearing next month looking into whether you're getting everything you're promised. And they pointed out to one instance last year where a bank was issuing these cards with all these promises and not following through. So they want to make sure that you're not being nickel and dimed, bait and switch, that you're actually getting the rewards you're promised.
Okay. And if you have, I mean, I have the Delta Amex, right? And I know I get a lot of perks from it. And I know there's probably a lot of perks I'm missing, too, that I just don't even know are available. How can you make sure you get the most out of it?
You know, you have to manage it a little bit. And you have to make sure you have the card that's right for you. But you need to know what the rewards are. Make sure you're getting them. If you sign up for a new card and they're saying you're going to get 100,000 miles, make sure you actually see those miles hit. Check the statement. And also, don't leave points on the table. It was interesting. I found out 55,000. That's the average number of points or miles. That's a pretty good chunk of miles. Yep. Use it in your budget. Make sure that you... I have a family of five, so I like to hoard these miles. And then when we take a big trip, I get one or two tickets on miles, and it really makes it more affordable for the family budget.
Absolutely.
And you got to make sure you pay your balance off.
Well, this is really important because, you know, look, Al, if you've got 30% or 20% APR and you sign up for a new credit card and then you don't pay the balance, you're losing the benefit of the miles and the points if you don't pay the balance. Also, for some people, cash back is better. If you're using a lot of cash purchase or you're buying a lot of stuff, 5% cash back card, that can be better in some cases.
But so if you don't pay it off and you get a 30%.
You've been listening to me.
I know.
But it's so important. Even when you buy things and they offer you that credit card at the checkout, it's so tempting because you can save 10% on the spot. But if you look at the interest rate, if you forget 1 month, that whole thing is just wiped off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so this is the thing. You want to make sure that you're not chasing a reward, but actually hurting yourself, your bottom line there. Also, watch the annual fees, everybody, because some of the best cards, if you look at, this is the best one for diners, this is the best one for traveling, they're $400 a month. You know, I have like this philosophy, I will not spend more than $100 a month, or $100 a year, I'm sorry, $400 a year is the annual fee. You want to be really careful about that annual
fee. That's a good point. So good.
Your
Christine, as always.
Good cards out
You've been busy this morning.
I like the miles.
Me too.
I'm old school. I want the miles, and I want to go on a trip for free. That's what I want.
Exactly. Thank you.
Exactly. It's a game.
All right. Well, now to some of the biggest names in college basketball. They traveled to New York City last night for the most anticipated WNBA draft ever. The top pick
was, of course, Iowa's record-setting phenom, Caitlin Clark, followed by a parade of stars all heading to new teams. NBC's Stephanie Gosk was there for it all last night. How was it, Steph?
Guys, it was so much fun. It was great to be there. There was so much excitement. We know these women sell out games, but people also turned out for the draft. 1,000 tickets were snapped up in a matter of minutes by fans all hoping for a glimpse of the next generation.
It was a surprise to no one that college superstar Caitlin Clark was at the very top of the new WNBA class.
I was just excited to get here and get it started.
The former Iowa standout guard, known for her stellar three-point shooting, says she's ready for the next chapter of her career with the Indiana Fever.
I'm 22 years old, and this is something new to me. This is a new challenge, and that's something I'm excited for.
At number two, Stanford shot blocker Cameron Brink is joining the LA Sparks. And rounding out the top three, the Chicago Sky selecting Camila Cardoso. The 6'7" center helped South Carolina win this year's national championship. 2024's star-studded WNBA draft class is already pushing women's basketball to new heights, even before they reach the pros.
Win or lose, like, we're growing the game.
Playing in environments where you're having sold-out arenas, I mean, I think it's honestly unbelievable.
I'm surrounded by a bunch of powerful young women, and, you know, it's just great to be a part of this group.
Caitlin Clark helped drive this year's record-breaking college attendance and viewership,
including a historic 18.9 million people tuning into the national championship game.
The league's commissioner hoping to keep that momentum going.
Kathy, it's about time.
Yes, it's about time. This is what I've been waiting for. And women's sports too long has been undercovered, undervalued, and this is our moment.
Ahead of Monday night's celebration in New York City, the WNBA's future rookies visited the Empire State Building. Former LSU star and Chicago Sky draft pick Angel Reese posting this selfie, writing, "Whole lot of buckets." Outside the draft,
I bought tickets for the first time ever.
The excitement for the upcoming season, undeniable.
I'm happy to be here to support women.
And we won't have to wait long to see all of these stars in action. The WNBA season kicks off in exactly 4 weeks.
So happy. I'm like, I don't know.
That's right. Well, Steph, thank you, first of all. And we are now joined by one of the big stars of last
Yay!
Night. Newest member of the Chicago Sky, Angel Reese. She was last year's most outstanding player in the NCAA tournament during LSU's championship run, earning the nickname the Bayou Barkley. So, Angel, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here for your big night.
Thank you.
Wow, drafted seventh. You're going to be with Chicago. What does it feel like knowing that this incoming class has really put the WNBA on the map? I mean, everybody knows who this incoming class is.
It's a great moment. I'm super excited to go into the W. This has always been a dream for me and a dream come true. And then with the amazing girls, only 15 girls get to be selected to come to New York and have this experience. And as a little girl, being able to put the dress on and actually go up there and hear your name call was amazing. So I'm just happy to be here and enjoy the moment.
I was just about to ask you that because Chicago even traded, to get an earlier pick just for you.
Me.
They wanted you. And, you know, what does that feel like? You know, something's coming, but when you hear your name after all of these years, all these practices, since you were probably this high. You know.
It was a great feeling. I mean, having conversations with Coach Teaspoon, a legendary coach, she was amazing and she made me feel really welcome. And everything that they're building in Chicago, I feel like that's for me and what I'm built for. And being able to go to Chicago, a place where they're winning and being able to grow is exciting. So I'm excited.
So as we just heard, the season kicks off in 4 weeks. So where are you at right now? Are you taking a couple days off? Are you already back at the gym? How are you preparing?
I'm still in school. So I'm finishing school. I graduated on May 18th. So
finishing
school. And then I'm still training. I'm packed up in my apartment. I'm ready to go.
Whenever.
So it must have been a hard decision to leave LSU and go into the draft. What do you want your legacy, your LSU legacy to be?
I've always wanted to be a great player, but I also wanted to be impactful. And I think I left my mark there. Obviously, I won. And being a winner is something I always wanted. But so many little girls worldwide look up to me and say, like, you've impacted my life in a positive way. And that's why I keep going. Every day isn't a good day and every day isn't going to be the best day, but I try to stand strong, keep my shoulders back and stay positive and confident in everything I do. So
such a good message.
So what now? Like, what's your dreams for yourself? If you were to look into your crystal ball, where do you see yourself?
Just continue to keep going. I mean, I try to have dreams and being able to walk into my dreams. So many things has happened for me and expectations are super high for me right now. But
you feel pressure?
No, I don't feel any pressure.
All right.
How do you do that? How do you not?
I stay calm. I have a great team around me that keeps me motivated and keeps me grounded. So I love my team, and everybody around me is just great for me.
It's not all on you. It's a team.
Nah, it's a team. Right. Yeah,
I can Angel, do it by myself. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
So thrilled.
I'm like, I feel like a proud auntie, and I'm 4'11". I'm 4'11", so I'm sure you're not my niece.
Nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it.
Less than nothing to do with it, and yet we're all so proud of you guys.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right, well, still to come. Speaking of new jobs, we are going to reveal LinkedIn's top companies to work for and what they're looking
Take
for.
Take credit for that,
too. And I'm like, I'm such a proud auntie.
That's right.
My 4'11 self, she is not my niece. Then later, the great Michael Douglas is here live to share his epic new series, Franklin.
You gave him acting lessons, didn't you?
We'll be right back.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner, too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor, guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This morning in our Consumer Confidential, valuable information for anyone even thinking about taking a new job. Today, LinkedIn is out with their annual list of top companies, the best employers for growth, success, and perks. Here with an exclusive first look is LinkedIn's editor-in-chief, Dan Roth. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
We always love when you're here, especially when, you know, people are getting themselves out into the job market. Which companies are the top companies? How do you decide who's the best?
Yeah, sure. So we're looking for the companies that are best for long-term career growth. We measure against a number of different categories, but it's things that we know will turn in to the kind of careers that people want. So it's like, are you gaining skills in those jobs? Are you gaining a good network? Are you being surrounded by people who will help you? And are you getting promoted while you're there? Mm. We look at all the data. We rank them in a bunch of different countries. And then we give you these lists that are, and the idea is like, not just great places to work, but great places for your career for the long term.
All right, let's take a look at the top five here and talk about what made, you know, some of these companies rise to the top. Oh, look at that. Okay.
Morgan yeah, so we got PwC at number five, Deloitte, Wells Fargo, Amazon, and we have a new number one, which is JPMorgan Chase. JPMorgan Chase really stood out for their commitment to attracting and building a really wide range of employees across the country. So they're doing things like making sure that even if you don't have a college degree, you can get a great job at JPMorgan Chase. They have a whole program in place. If you've taken a career break, they want to bring you back. It's 10 years running now. They've got something called a clean slate policy that says if you've gotten trouble with the law in the past, it doesn't matter to them. Wow. 10% of the people they hired last year had criminal records, which is pretty wild. They are putting jobs in places around the country where other companies are ignoring. So they've got a huge job place in Detroit and in Baltimore for doing virtual call centers. And they're training people. They're upskilling them in those areas. And then they're just like committing to growing skills of people that other companies are sort of ignoring. And the last thing is they promote from within. So a quarter of the people who got to MD this year, managing director this year, started as analysts. This means you can start there at the bottom and you work your way up.
That's great.
And you say another through point with all these companies, learning. You know, like we've always heard about companies wanting to help you grow new skills, but you said now companies are really leaning into this.
Yeah, learning is like the buzzword. And it's not just like tuition reimbursement. A lot of companies offer that, but it's things like internal mobility is really big. Continental will put you in a job anywhere in the world for a short-term stint. You can learn that role. Amex is doing things like buddy programs where they'll pair you up with someone, again, internationally, and in leadership, and you can sort of learn from them and network. And then there, every one of these companies is AI, AI, AI.
Wow.
Amazon is training 2 million people on AI skills by 2025.
Wow.
PwC has a new program where they're putting 75,000 people through AI training. And I just talked to the CEO recently who was like, we don't just want them to learn these skills. We are telling managers you have to give people time to apply these skills so they can really sink in. They are determined to have an AI-first workforce.
That's incredible. A lot of folks look for certain perks when it comes to a new job. And you say the three Fs are very important. What are those?
It's family, flexibility, and fun. So for family, it's things like making sure that you can support childcare or elder care. It's helping people with giving their kids like tutoring so they can get through school well. On flexibility, KPMG, I thought this was cool. They are now timing company-wide days off to school calendars. That's pretty good. Yep.
And then where were they?
Finally.
I know. Every company should do this. And then on the fun part, we saw Wells Fargo. I love this. They have puppy petting programs where they're bringing in these foster dogs.
You don't want to get those confused.
I cannot get that right. And then a number of the companies told us they're bringing in pickleball courts to help people play while they're working.
So older people can get injured.
All of us.
So if you're watching at home right now or you have a relative who's looking for a job, how do you stand out with some companies like this to get hired?
Yeah, there's like three. First of all, every one of these companies is hiring. There's 85,000 open jobs among these 50 companies. One third of them are hybrid jobs and about 10% are remote jobs. So that's really good. They tell us that they are looking for sort of three key soft skills: is communication, adaptability, and then how well you can sort of work with others. They want to make sure that you are someone that can work well within a team. And then they find out whether that you have those skills or not during the interview process. So Synchrony Bank is a good example. They told us one of their interview questions is, when have you challenged the status quo and what happened when you did it? And they're trying to find out, like, do you stand up? Do you say what you believe in? Do other people get on board with that when you do? They want people who have, like, big adventurous mindsets and are kind of pushing the company to a new place.
That's
this is great. I think this makes everyone very hopeful.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, going
willing to stand up and stick it to the man.
Yes.
Within boundaries.
Oh, all right.
Within boundaries.
Dan,
that was great. Thank you, Dan.
All right. Okay. Well, when we come back, we've got two icons live in Studio 1A. Michael Douglas, here he's live, going to be filling in on his new role, playing one of the most famous figures in American history. And then, of course, we cannot wait to catch up with Mr. George Takei and hear all about his important new project. Third hour of today, back in just 60 seconds. You know, we bandy the word icon around a bit, but I think we've got one right here. Icon. So many classic films. Michael Douglas winning the Academy Award for Best Actor for his role as Gordon Gekko in the 1987 film Wall Street.
That same year, he starred in the legendary thriller Fatal Attraction. And of course, there's his unforgettable role as President Andrew Shepard in The American President.
Well, now he's playing a founding father in the new series Franklin. Michael plays Benjamin Franklin, who's met by adoring fans during his mission to convince France to help during the Revolutionary War. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
There is probably there's so much we just don't know about Benjamin Franklin. What was it about this story and the script that drew you to it?
Well, I think this is one of the few stories of Ben Franklin that we don't know a lot about. He's an extraordinary man, just extraordinary. Only had about 2 years of education, formal education. Left school, he was 12 years old. He became a printer, a writer, an editor, went on to create the University of Pennsylvania, created our libraries, our post office services, and then we have all the inventions that he created for bifocals, electricity, and all that. But when he was 70, after he had done all of this, when he was 70, we just signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776, and 6 weeks after signing the Declaration of Independence, the U.S., America, this new country was in terrible shape. We were in battle with England. We had, no ships. And so the founding fathers asked Ben to sail across the Atlantic Ocean, which in those days was like 3 months when he was 70. Now, 70 in the 18th century
it's a little different.
Was equivalent to about, you know, the average age was 45, right? Mm-hmm. So it makes our presidential nominees look like kids. And he went over there with no real plan and to try to seduce a monarchy, Louis the 16th, to support this brand new little democracy. Mm. And so it was the 8 years that he spent over there trying successfully eventually to get all the support from France. And France is the reason why we are a country today. It's absolutely the reason. Otherwise, we've been just another English colony.
Exactly. Wow. You know, when you take this role, Michael, and you know, there's some parallels in a sense in that, you know, you continue to reinvent yourself and take these different roles. You've never done a period piece like this.
I never had, no.
And Ben Franklin never did anything like this. Did you kind of tap into that playing him?
No, but I wish I thought of that. That's a really good. It was part of it was because it was a period picture. I'd never done a period picture. But as I got into this story and as I saw the kind of similarities to what's existing today in terms of our concerns about how fragile our democracy has become today and how we have to be much more careful and cautious of the threats of losing it, I saw a lot of parallels and I was very attracted to the project.
I thought it was interesting because Benjamin Franklin has to attempt his hand at French. Oh, he does okay, but you can actually speak French, right? I mean, how do you speak French badly?
I just speak my French. That was maybe one of the other subtitles about why I did the show. I said, Franklin speaks bad French. I said, okay, I'm a man.
Yeah.
So it was close. No, I didn't have to fake it too much. It was I always thought I spoke well until I got over there,
like,
and then
oh,
I realized it sounded like every American talks French.
So I was reading this. I always talk about on the show. We learn something every day. So I guess it's a coincidence. Ben Franklin returned to the U.S. He was 79 years old, the same age you are now. Is that
right,
true?
That's correct.
And you talk about so many things that he was able to do in his third act, if you will. What about for you personally in the season that you're in now?
Well, I should say we shot this show in 2022. We shot it from March to November of 2022. They got postponed because of COVID and all of that. And I haven't done anything since. So I think possibly it was 165 days of shooting. We had an extraordinary time in France. It was great. Production qualities were great. The whole shooting was. But somehow I came out of it and said, you know what? I'm going to take a break. And I really haven't, other than I had a cancer bout about 14 years ago, but I'm just kind of working all the time. So I'm really enjoying, I'm not saying I'm retiring, but I'm enjoying my time off.
I love that.
You've earned it, I would say.
Yes.
So I'm into my second year and I'm not stopping yet.
We had an interesting moment. It was during COVID. So we had your wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, on the show via Zoom.
Right.
But one of us here is clearly her favorite. We just want to show you the clip.
Okay. I can't guess who that
is. To see you, I haven't seen my boyfriend, Al.
Stop it, Samoa.
You know what? Let me tell you something. My husband still says, you know, your boyfriend, Al. That's what kind of, precedes his name. Because when I first started living in New York and I was watching the show, he'd come into the living room and go, what you doing, honey? I'm going, I'm watching my boyfriend, Al.
How
are you watching? Every time we see Al on TV now, he goes, oh, there's your boyfriend, Al.
Yeah, I know. Mrs. Roker and I are having a conversation. So.
Yes, is this going to come to blows in a second? Is there going to be a throwdown?
How is Catherine?
She's wonderful. She sends her best wishes to you, Al. And she's over in Ireland now. They're doing Wednesday, series Wednesday, which was a big hit. And they're starting the second
season. She's terrific
season.
In that.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
Morticia.
Well, Michael, thank you so much. Michael Douglas.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming
nice
in.
To see you all.
We can't wait to catch Michael and Franklin. It's now streaming on Apple TV Plus with new episodes every Friday.
All right. Well, coming up, we've got another Hollywood legend, George Takei, here live. Going to find out all about his personal new project and the secrets to living long and prosperous.
Amen.
And then later in our style file, it's National Pajama Day. Is that really a thing?
Is it today?
All right. Well, we have looks for lounging at home or even heading to work. Oh, come on.
Maybe.
Third hour of today will be right back. Maybe those ones with the footies.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner, too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. talk to an agent today.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We are thrilled to welcome our next guest back to the show. George Takei rose to fame as Mr. Sulu in the original Star Trek series and then on the big screen. Since then, he's become a social media star, advocate for LGBTQ rights, and best-selling author. His latest work is a children's book that shares an important history lesson.
My Lost Freedom takes place during World War II, when George was just 5 years old. He and his family were detained and then imprisoned by the U.S. government, along with 125,000 other Japanese Americans. George, welcome and good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good morning.
Great having you here. Yeah, you know, you've touched on this subject, dealt with this subject before in a previous graphic novel for young adults. And now you've decided to take it down to like elementary school, very young children. Mm. What was the decision for that?
Well, I tell the story from the vantage point of when I was a child. Mm. I was 5 years old on that horrible morning that I still can't forget. Mm. Two soldiers, my brother Henry and I, was standing by the front window, just gazing out at the neighborhood. And suddenly we saw two soldiers marching up our driveway. They carried rifles with shiny bayonets on them. They stomped at the porch and with their fists began banging on the door. Henry, my brother's name is Henry. Henry and I were petrified standing there. And then my father came out of their bedroom. My parents were packing. He came out, answered the door, and one of the two soldiers pointed his bayonet at our father. We were frozen.
Sure.
Yeah.
And my father said, I need 10 minutes more. And they gave it to us. Mm. And he went back and came back out with two boxes about this size, for one for Henry to carry and one for me to carry. And he went back carrying two heavy suitcases. And he told us to follow him. So we followed him out onto the driveway, stood there waiting for our mother to come out. And when she came out, escorted by the other, the one with the bayonet that he pointed at, our father, my mother came out. She had our baby sister in one arm, a heavy duffel bag in the other, and tears were streaming down her cheeks. Mm. That is seared into my memory. Mm. It's still vivid there. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to tell this story for children from my vantage point then. But also to cover two generations, Daddy and Mommy reading to little Johnny and little Janie. Mm-hmm. And so the children are hearing about this chapter of American history for the first time. And I hope I reach the Daddy and Mommy generation, this curiosity, because the lesson to be learned from that chapter of American history is very relevant to our times.
Absolutely. In fact, in the book's intro, you talk about Star Trek as a metaphor for Earth and its diversity and the power of diversity. What did you mean by that?
Well, Gene Roddenberry, who created Star Trek, was a philosopher as well as a futurist. The 60s was a turbulent time here. Mm-hmm. The civil rights movement, the peace movement during the Vietnam War, and lots of drama that he couldn't dramatize on television. But he said, I have the trick. Put it in the future and speak metaphorically. The Starship Enterprise is a metaphor for Starship Earth. And the strength of the starship is in its diversity, coming together and working in concert as a team. That's our strength. But unless that diversity comes together and sharing various vantage points, histories, faiths,
languages.
It's all important.
That's all important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if that working together doesn't happen, horrible things can happen, as it did to us during the Second World War, because we're Americans that look like the people that bombed Pearl Harbor, and the same kind of hysteria that we see today.
Yeah.
When my poor parents, they couldn't walk down the sidewalk without being yelled at, spat at, called spies, saboteurs.
We've seen that being repeated again today. But the great thing about this is your book celebrates, you know, resilience, which is terrific. So you've got that happening this week. And then another thing about resilience and living long and prospering, you've got a birthday coming up the 20th.
Yes.
On April 20th.
April 20th.
What's the secret?
Well, to live long, you got to live fully and properly.
Mm-hmm.
My secret potion is hot green tea.
Oh.
Lots of antioxidants. And I have the first libation I drink in the morning is hot green tea.
All right, I'm getting that into my routine.
My hubby brings it to me right there on the nightstand. And the rest of the day, it's all hot green tea.
All right. Wow.
That's my addiction.
All right. there you go. Well, as a wise man once said, oh, my.
Oh, my, indeed.
George, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The book, My Lost Freedom, is available right now.
All right. When we come back, did you know it is National Pajama Day? We are celebrating with fun and comfy looks for the whole family. And then later in Today Food, we are taking care of dinner for you with a slow-cooked meal that tastes like it came straight from your favorite taco restaurant.
Ooh.
We'll be right back.
Oh, my.
If you're watching us this morning and you're still in pajamas, good for you because you're ready for this morning's style file. It is National Pajama Day, so we have fun ways to wear those PJs inside and outside the house, even to work. I know Al disagrees with that. Here to help us with styling is lifestyle expert Chassie Post. Chassie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is an exciting day.
It is an exciting day, but let's start off with what pajamas are made for, and it's for going to bed.
Okay.
Brandon and Rebecca with our first look here.
Gorgeous. Aww. Brandon and Rebecca.
Okay.
And these are fabulous. Let's start with Rebecca. So Rebecca is wearing from Soma. Do you guys know?
I have. They're amazing.
The Cool Nights Notch Collar. Yes. These are like butter.
They are
so soft, and they're made of that cool fabric. So if you're a hot sleeper, cool to the touch, and they don't stick to your body.
Okay.
But it's so exciting because they're offering us 50% off.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Both for the top and the bottom. Normally, they're $49 for the top and the bottom. Today, $24.50.
Oh,
and the footwear is kind of cool.
Yeah, today exclusive. Yes, these are from Deer Foams. Do you guys know Deer Foams?
Yeah. I used to buy them for my mom every Christmas.
Gosh, 100% shearling. Both she and Brandon are wearing both the 100% shearling. These are $59. And Brandon's wearing a PJ set made out of Modal. Al, it's breathable. Uh-huh. It's got great stretch, and it's so soft as well. And $28 for that
whole set.
Cool.
Wow. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Next up, we have Theo, Sherry, Ellie, and Kinsey modeling how to style your PJs for lounging, taking it easy. Are your names on these?
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I mean, could they be cuter? And I love their matching sweatshirts.
This is so cool
to lounge in. And we actually found these on Etsy from Design Orange, Texas. And they start at just $14. That includes the personalization.
What?
So this also doubles. Y'all should take your holiday card as well. And then we paired it with Little Sleepy's pajama bottoms.
So cute.
Great.
For the whole family.
They're
so comfortable, made out of bamboo. And they start at just $32, and we mixed it up. And I mean, how about the on-trend little smiley face?
The original emoji.
I seriously think you guys need to go take your family picture right now for the holiday card. Go get that.
And I love that Theo's getting behind the smiley face.
I was all in for the first two.
Yes.
This is we got Allie here. Wear your pajamas to work.
It is possible to do safe for work pajamas, and Allie is proving it.
Okay.
And so it's all about pajama style. So, you know, pajama-esque silhouettes and fabrics.
Pajama adjacent.
Yes, pajama adjacent. And so we found a set from Mango. These are actually little cargo pants that are
see the pockets.
Look like
cute.
Classic men's pajamas. And we just paired it with a t-shirt and a blazer and a slingback, right?
Yeah. It's and like so the little rebellious. You got pajamas on at work.
She is, but no one will ever know. Oh, she looks so chic.
So comfy.
And she's comfy.
It's really cute. All right,
okay.
We have 1 minute.
Thank you so much.
All right, finally, sleepwear to play in.
Yes,
we have Nicole and Kevin.
Plan. So,
with this
ooh,
look for us.
Allie's sister. So beautiful, Nicole and also Kevin. Yes. And it's all about pajama style. Bold prints, ooh, matching sets. So this is almost like a hostess pajama look, right? And what I love about this set is she can wear them with everything. Mix the set up. Wear it with everything in your closet.
I love it.
And I mean, she's going to a fabulous dinner.
Gorgeous.
Right? And then Kevin is wearing these amazing joggers that feel as soft as pajamas. Al, do you know Quince? Have you felt their joggers?
Yeah, yeah. I know the brand.
Oh my gosh. So these are performance fabric, but they're incredibly soft. He could wear them working out. He could wear them sleeping. He could wear them on the town.
So comfortable.
He could work
right
out
now.
While he's sleeping.
There you go.
Yeah. And the way
great,
Jesse. Yeah, just match it. He made his own match.
Let's bring everybody out.
Bring everybody out.
Yay.
This is such a good look.
These are good.
Oh my goodness, you guys.
Cute little fans.
Thank
so
you guys.
Thank you guys.
Everybody looks fantastic.
I know, you guys look comfortable.
And cozy. You could keep
we
it on all day.
Photo Nate, our photographer, take a picture of you guys for your Christmas
holiday card.
For more on these looks, you can head to today.com/shop.
All right, when we come back, Taco Tuesday! See, we told you Tuesday's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to show you how to make your own taco bar at home with a spicy cocktail on the side.
Ooh,
third hour of today, I'll be right back. Smile, kids!
This morning in Today Food, we are celebrating Taco Tuesday with a delicious spread and a bonus cocktail. But of course, Carissa Stanton is known as Rock Your Body to her more than 600,000 Instagram followers. Today, she's here for you. She's out with her first cookbook, Seriously So Good, Simple Recipes for a Balanced Life. Welcome to Today.
Good morning. It's your first time here.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
All right. Let's talk about what we're making.
We're making a carnitas taco bar. Ooh. So perfect for Taco Tuesday. We're going to start off. We have some pork shoulder here.
Okay.
You could use either pork shoulder or pork butt. I find one of the two is usually on sale, so that's usually what I go for.
It's a cheaper cut.
Exactly. So
shoulder.
We're going to toss it with these spices. We have some salt, pepper, chili powder, paprika, and then my little secret ingredient, I like to add a little bit of cinnamon.
Oh.
It really brings out some warmth, and it's just a really fun little addition.
Okay.
So we're going to add this into our pork.
Okay. Can you cook it right away, or does it have to sit in that for
nope, we're going to add it right in.
Okay.
And we're going to get it nice and browned on each side
sure
into our
spatula at home. Right?
No, I go right in with the hands. But we're going to keep it clean on here, okay?
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to add it in to
see,
the
there's
oil.
There's a little oil in here. What kind do you prefer?
I use avocado oil.
Okay.
You can use anything with a high smoke point because we're going to want to get it nice and seared, develop some color and some flavor. So we're going to add it in.
Okay.
And hear that nice little sizzle, and this is when your house is going to start smelling really amazing.
Everybody starts coming into the kitchen. What are you making?
What are you making?
This is what I make whenever I have friends over. Yeah. I actually just got engaged like 3 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know.
And then once you sear the pork, what's next?
So we're going to sear it, and then we're going to move over here, and once it's all nice and brown, we're going to make our braising liquid.
Okay.
So if you want to add in some onion.
Okay.
And
so
then
you put water
some,
in there, or is that a broth?
That is water.
Kind. Okay.
Just enough to cover the pork, and then some garlic if you want to do that.
Some cloves?
Yep. It's
okay.
Going to really melt down and get into the pork, so you don't have to worry about even chopping the onions finally.
Okay. Awesome.
So then we're going to add in some lime juice and some orange juice.
Okay.
And we're gonna let this simmer uncovered for about 2 hours.
On stovetop or in the oven?
On the stovetop, on low. You could also make this in a slow cooker.
Okay.
You're just gonna not use the water, and you're gonna cook it in the slow cooker for about 7 hours.
Okay.
And then
let's build these.
We're gonna build our tacos.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanna make sure that our tortillas are nice and warm. We actually just pop these in the microwave. We wrap them in a warm paper towel.
Okay.
That way they don't break. You're gonna wanna make sure that they're nice and warm and soft. So we have these here, and we're going to assemble a nice little taco. Okay. If you want to make yours, you can. So this is what I like to do. I was going to say when my fiance had his friends over, this is what I made them all for the first time to really wow them and impress them. And everyone loved it. So it's definitely a crowd pleaser. Mm-hmm. Once it's done simmering, you can serve it right away. Or I like a crispy carnitas. So I put them out on the sheet pan and let them get nice and crispy under the broiler.
Really quickly, the little drink you've got.
How do we get
this quickly?
Yes, we have a spicy rosé spritz. So do you like spice?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to muddle the jalapeno in the glass. If you like spice, you can skip this part. If you don't, and then we're just going to add in some rosé. And then we are going to top it. Is that good? I wish I had this yesterday when it was 80 degrees.
It's really refreshing, but it has a little bite. It's lovely. It. Perfect.
And a little sparkling water.
And then boom. Pretty simple. Chris, thank you so much.
Yes.
All right. You can save your favorite recipes with a free account today, by the way, a Today account. You can scan the QR code below or head to today.com to get these recipes and access to your free account. And Carissa's cookbook, again, it's called Seriously So Good, Simple Recipes for a Balanced Life. It is out today.
This is Seriously So Good.
We'll be right back. Tomorrow, we are counting down 100 days to the Paris Olympics with some very special guests.
Nice. Coming up on Hoda and Jenna, affordable summer vacation.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner, too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.